The billionaires, bullies, bureaucrats, and baffled movement seem to have a stronghold on U.S. politics. Picture it like a quirky, offbeat band trying to make a hit song. Everybody's got their own rhythm, but they all have one thing in common. They're not afraid to be a little silly while they do it. It's like a reality show where the contestants are all trying to outdo each other in the grand arena of political theater. First, you have your billionaires. These are the folks who treat politics like their personal investment portfolio. They're the ones who can buy a candidate faster than you can say, Political Action Committee. If you're ever feeling down, just remember that somewhere, a billionaire is deciding which shiny new yacht to buy while scrolling through their campaign contributions. Next, we have the bullies. These characters are the ones who think compromise is just a fancy word for, I'll take all your lunch money. They shout the loudest at rallies and have more bravado than a toddler in a superhero cape. They're the reason people can't have nice things, like civil discourse. Also included are the bureaucrats. Ah, the unsung heroes of the government. They're like the middle managers of politics, trying to keep the ship afloat while the billionaires and bullies are busy throwing tantrums on deck. If you've ever tried to get a permit, you know they have the power to make you feel like you're trying to decode ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics. Last but certainly not the least are the baffled. This group is the audience watching the circus unfold, scratching their heads and wondering how they ended up in this bizarre reality show called American Politics. They're the ones who just want to know where their pizza is coming from and why the news sounds like a soap opera. Now, how does this relate to the recent presidential election involving Trump? Well, if the four B's were in a political sitcom, Trump would be the flamboyant lead character who keeps everyone on their toes. His campaign style had all the drama of a season finale, complete with plot twists, surprise cameos, and plenty of cliffhangers. Imagine the billionaires funding his rallies while the bullies heckle anyone who disagrees. Meanwhile, the bureaucrats are scrambling to keep everything in line, and the baffled are sitting at home, binge-watching the latest political drama, popcorn in hand, wondering if they should laugh or cry. In the end, the billionaires, bullies, bureaucrats, and baffled movement is a reflection of the colorful chaos that is U.S. modern politics, and not so different from Canadian politics. So whether you're a billionaire trying to buy a candidate, a bully throwing political shade, a bureaucrat trying to keep the peace, or just baffled by it all, remember, it's all part of the show. Just don't forget to grab some snacks for the next episode. Editor's note: the original version of this opinion piece referred to four B's. We regret the use of the reference and apologize for any misunderstanding or offense this may have caused by its association with the 4B feminist movement that emerged in South Korea during the mid to late 2010s.